Black Friday, wow, shop, Wayfair now, month long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, better you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a quick plug, area rugs, fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your host, your brother, David. Hope you guys are doing well on today. Hallelujah. man, it's always a blessing to do this podcast. It's really a blessing. The Lord showed me a couple years ago, you know, that I should be doing this, and, you know, I ran from it for too long. And one of the message today is just about focus. One of my dear brothers, Apostle Daniel, told me. He said, "Focus keeps away the locust." Hallelujah. And he said it to me a couple weeks ago, and today I really want to unpack and dive into the importance of focus. And exactly what he mean by focus keeps away the locust. Hallelujah. That is, he said that to me. I said, this guy. Oh God, continue to bless Apostle Daniel. He has been nothing but a dear friend, a leader, just a great man of God who has just spoken into my life and helped me. So shout out to you, sir. May the Lord continue to bless you, strengthen you, cover you. Hallelujah. So let's get into it. Now, you might be thinking, because I know I was, right? What does that mean? Focus keeps away the locust. See, in the Bible, the locust represented the devourer. That thing that comes to steal your time, your energy, your peace, and your purpose. my God. Holy Spirit, help me today. But when a man, or a woman, but when a man is focused, truly focused on the calling and assignment God has given him, the locust can't touch his harvest. Joel 2:25 says, "I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten." That means even if distraction cost you something in the past, time, relationships, opportunities, God can restore it when you get refocused on him. Hallelujah. I hope the sound is good, because this is a message we don't want to miss or take for granted. Hallelujah. Paul said in Philippians 3:13-14, "This one thing I do, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God." See, that's focus. See, Paul didn't say these 10 things I try. He said, "This one thing I do." Oof, my God. Hallelujah. Focus is faith in motion. Hallelujah. It means I trust that what God told me to do is enough. I'm not chasing everything. I'm pursuing purpose. Mm-hmm. See, when you're focused, you shut the door to the devourer. The enemy can't steal what's guarded. A man of focus doesn't have time for gossip, lust, fear, or comparison. Because his mind is set on the mark. My God. Oh, Jesus. See, that's why James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Huh? Mm-hmm. See, when your focus is divided, your harvest becomes vulnerable. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to say that again. When your focus is divided, your harvest becomes vulnerable. My God. Help us, Lord. But see, when you're locked in, when you're locked in, when you're locked in, when you're locked in, when you're locked in on God's purpose, your life starts aligning, your mind clears, your steps are ordered, and your influence grows. Mm-hmm. This is true. Focus brings clarity. My God. So, I've seen this in my own life. When I was distracted, the enemy found room. But when I fixed my eyes on Jesus, hallelujah. Like Hebrews 12:2 says, everything began to shift. My relationships healed. My purpose became clear. Mm-hmm. The Lord began to restore everything the locust had eaten. Mm-hmm. So today, I want to encourage you. Focus keeps away the locust. Stay faithful to what God told you to do. Protect your time, guard your mind, keep your eyes on Jesus. Because a focused man becomes a fruitful man. A focused man becomes a fruitful man. And a fruitful man becomes a blessing to generations. Focus. Focus. Because this is for generations. Focus. Focus. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Focus. You must focus. Anything that is stealing your focus, cut it off. Stop wasting your time, your energy with pointless talk, pointless shows, pointless gatherings. Hallelujah. Because see, you are a blessing. You are a blessing to generations. Especially now for a time such as this. The remnant. Jesus, thank you, Lord. It is time. It is time. It's time to lock in. It's time to focus on Jesus. It's time for you to go higher. Go higher with him. Go higher with him. focus. Lock in. Lock in. My God. Lock in. You know, because for me, for so long, I wanted to, I knew I was called. When I was a kid, I knew, you know? The Lord showed me things when I was a kid, and I just didn't understand, like, what, you know, but for so long, I allowed the distractions, I allowed, my flesh, I allowed, what happened to me. My God. Oh, Jesus. He has been my rock. He has been my deliverer, my healer, my comforter. Mm-hmm. Oh, Holy Spirit. You have brought me through the fire. The fire. When I begin to lock in, when I begin to trust him, when I begin to focus. Mm-hmm. That's when everything began to change. My relationships, some had to be cut off for sure, so that I could be molded, so that I could be refined, so I could be pruned. Not forever. Some forever. Some will come to the Lord through me, obviously, but just that access isn't the same. Because I had to focus. It's not about you. I had to focus. I had to focus. Because it's not about me. It's about the generations that he has called me to. My God. See, focus is the discipline that protects destiny. See, when God gives a man purpose, he also gives him instruction. But it's focus that sustains obedience to that instruction. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 4:25. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Focus is not just attention, it's alignment. Oh my God. It reminds you, or it means you're not easily pulled off the path by distraction or temptation. See, the enemy doesn't need to destroy a focus, man. He only needs to distract him. Distraction is the doorway to destruction. What is sin? Sin is missing the mark. My God. And there's depth to that, correct? Oh my God. My God, hallelujah. See, when you keep your eyes, when you keep your eyes straight before you, fixed on the word, the calling, and the assignment, the locust has no entry point. See, the locust attacks unprotected purpose. In Joel 1:4, we read about four types of devourers. Lock in. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's up now. My God. See, that which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten. And that which the locust hath left, hath the cankerworm eaten. And that which the cankerworm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten. See, this reveals progressive destruction when a man becomes distracted. First, his vision is attacked. Then his momentum is eaten. Next, his faith begins to waver. Finally, his fruit is consumed. Oh, my God. Lock in. Lock in. My God. After this podcast, may the fire of the Holy Ghost burn up the locust. Oh my God. It is done. It is done. Hallelujah. Revival is here. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? First, his vision is attacked. Then his momentum is eaten. Then next, his faith begins to waver. Finally, his fruit is consumed. My God. This message, this teaching will bless someone today, tonight, this morning. My God. Hallelujah. But focus acts like a wall of fire. It guards your purpose. A firewall of protection. The enemy can't get close. Ooh, Jesus. Because what God has for you is for you. And no, the enemy can't shut no door. The enemy can't stop this train. Hallelujah. See, Zechariah 2:5 says, "For I said the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her." See, when you stay focused, you invite the fire of God to surround what you're building. The enemy can't touch what's protected by purpose. The enemy can't touch what's protected by purpose. My God. Oh, it's up. Hallelujah. My God. And when I say it's up, I mean face up, heads up. We locked in. We locked in. We locked in. Because this is bigger than you and me. Can't you see? My Lord. Oh, Jesus. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. The King of Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Daddy. Thank you. It is today, brother, sister. The fight for your attention, the fight for your focus is today, in Jesus' name. The struggles you've seen before, you shall see no more. Hallelujah. by faith, by faith. Determination. It is done. By not be a man of God. Hallelujah. It is done. It is done. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Focus brings prosperity and promotion. See, Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. See, notice the pattern, right? Meditation, focus. Prosperity, success. When your mind is stayed on the word, the Spirit of God directs your path into divine success. See, distraction makes you chase things outside of your assignment. A lot of us doing stuff, we just doing it. I've been there. Just wasting time. My God. May speed. Swiftness like the eagle. Italavakasi. Touch you now. See, distractions make us chase things outside of our assignment, but focus makes what's inside your assignment flourish. See, when you prioritize what God told you to do, He multiplies it. See, focus is a weapon against the spirit of delay. See, the locust doesn't just devour, it delays. It eats what would have become a harvest. But when you focus, you accelerate destiny. Habakkuk 2:2-3. Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. See, writing the vision is an act of focus. It sets your spirit in agreement with heaven's blueprint. The more you focus on what God spoke, the faster the manifestation comes. Focus brings clarity, and clarity births. I'm going to say that again. Clarity births acceleration. See, your focus today builds someone else's foundation tomorrow. Deuteronomy 6:6-7. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. See, when a man stay focused, his children inherit discipline, faith, and vision. A distracted father produces a confused generation. But a focused father produces a prophetic lineage. Oh my God. What are you leaving for your children's children is the question. Generations. See, focus is generational warfare. My God. It keeps your bloodline in alignment with divine order. I wanna leave a prophetic declaration. The locust shall not eat again. Every area the enemy devoured through distraction, confusion, or delay, God is restoring through focus. Your mind is coming back into order. Your vision is becoming clear, and your harvest will not be lost. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's my time, guys. I hope in this message there was some nuggets. By the Spirit of God, may you grasp. May you receive what His servant has given you.
Hallelujah.
So let's pray, and then I'm going to let you guys go. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for calling us with purpose. Help us to stay focused on what you've assigned us to do. We come against every spiritual locust, every distraction, delay, and devour that tries to eat our harvest. We declare our minds are fixed on you, our hearts are steady, and our steps are ordered. Restore every area the enemy tried to devour, and let our focus bear fruit for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If this word blessed you, share it. Share it with someone. Share it with someone who's fighting distractions. Stay focused. Stay faithful. And remember, the locust can't devour what's guarded by God. Until next time, this is Unveiled by Grace, where purpose meets presence. Hallelujah. This is your host, your brother, David Abraham. Until next time, Shalom.